Carr in the gun. Carr going to drop back. Jones right flat. No one to block. One-on-one with Demario Davis. Runs right by him. Makes a man miss in space. Still going. He's gone. What a run by Tywan Jones. Give it to me again. Touchdown, Raiders.
Nothing like a 59-yard touchdown in which you broke four tackles for your first career touchdown against the Jets D. How does it feel?
Oh, man, it felt good. I feel like I was well overdue for one of them plays, and, I'm just thankful.
Tywan, let's go back to how you became a running back. It wasn't always that. You went from, is it cornerback to running back to cornerback to running back, and what can we expect? Are we going back to cornerback at some point?
No, I think I finally found a home here at running back.
How does it translate, though, to go from defense to offense? What do you like about this position more than that?
You got to love scoring touchdowns. I mean, that's a given when it comes to offense. Defense, it's always a little funner delivering the hit rather than getting hit. And, you could play a little more looser on defense also.
Take me through that play. You said it was long overdue. Just what was going on in your mind at that moment?
I think my first and only thought that I really had was the moment I caught the ball, I was questioning myself if I should just cut it back inside the linebacker. And then I was like, you know what, I'm gone. And once I gone, I wasn't really thinking anymore. The play was just happened the way it did. And, I was able to do what I do.
And it must be a blessing, I know, for people like me who grew up in this area to be able to work in the area that you grew up from, Antioch, California. What is it like playing in front of a hometown crowd?
It's fun. I went to school in Eastern Washington, so not a lot of my family or friends were able to, make it down to see me play. So to get drafted by the Raiders right here in my own home, it's definitely been a blessing and been amazing that my family can come watch me play.
We've talked to Jack Del Rio about this before because he grew up in this area, being part of something so special, bringing back the glory days to the silver and black.
Definitely. Me and Sal, we talk about it a lot. We're almost, happy that we were here when things wasn't going the way we wanted to. It makes it feel that much special when you can see the organization turning around inside out, from the coaching staff to the players, and, just to be able to get these fans what they've been waiting for so long. It definitely feels good.
Okay, you have to set the record straight for me before we get into the five questions, because MJD put it out there that you ran a 4.19 40, I think it was. True or false on that?
I mean, I'm not one to brag, but I know it was real fast, and I'll take the 4.1.
Yeah. Wow, this is amazing. So when we asked Amari, fastest person on the team, without a doubt, you were the first name.
That's actually shocking to hear you say that, because we go back and forth a lot in practice on who's the fastest. So I'm glad to hear that he's finally understood who he is.
Knows his role as the second fastest player on the team. Not a bad role to have. All right, now time for our five questions. The best movie that you've seen recently?
I haven't been to the movies in a while. But
maybe a rental, Netflix.
American Sniper.
American Sniper was a really good movie. First job ever?
First job ever? I actually worked on a farm. I was tarping hay.
Wait, a farm here in the Bay Area in Antioch?
No, it was during the summer out in Eastern Washington. I stayed back and did some work, and I was tarping hay and, believe it or not, herding cows, which is something I never thought I'd be doing.
Good for you. If we could only get a picture of that. So did you wear the full flannel hat?
It was crazy how it happened. I just remember them waking me up real early. We drive on this farm, and I just remember laying down kind of tired. And the first thing he said is, all right, get out. And I'm opening the gate and just make sure none of the cows get out. Just scream and scare them. And I'm like, I'm scared. Like, I'm going to keep all these cows in the gate. But it was a fun time. I got used to it.
Okay, as we mentioned, you grew up here in the Bay Area. So what's your favorite Bay Area restaurant?
My favorite Bay Area restaurant? I got a few. I go to California Pizza Kitchen a lot. I go to Ike's Sandwich a lot. Mm-hmm. And Soul's Restaurant.
Soul's Restaurant, where's that?
It's Soul Food in East Oakland on Foothill.
I should probably know that growing up here as well. Yeah. Favorite athlete growing up, who did you look up to back in the day?
I watched a lot of Barry Sanders highlights. I was always intrigued of what he can do out there on the field.
You're known for being the jokester on the team. Would you say you're the funniest? If not, who is the funniest guy on the team?
Funniest guy on the team, Nico Thorpes. I give it to him. He's definitely a
is he
comedian.
Always playing jokes, or he just is?
He's just funny,
witty,
man.
Quick.
You just be around him, just listen to him talk. He's just a funny dude. Myself, I'm more of a prankster. I'm not really a jokester, but a prankster.
Any pranks this season for the rookies?
Oh, all the time. You know, I mess with the coaches. I mess with the players. I always got something up my sleeve.
All right, but that one's locked up in the vault. Yeah. Taiwan, thank you so much. Keep putting together those great plays. Up next, Jim Plunkett is back as we preview the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Antonio Brown is here. Now, it's not just the outside receivers that are lining him up. They're bringing him up on the slot as well to try to create matchup problems with your nickel or your dime corner.